You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me once again my friend, Chen Lin. And Chen is, hasn't been on the show for a while, but we used to have him on. We should have him on more often. It's all a matter of time constraints, but actually he's had an excellent track record. He was a candidate for a degree, an advanced degree, a PhD at Harvard, at Princeton. But he was making so much money investing that he decided to put that on the backtrack, and he's done so well, and we learned to know each other. He's just a great person with a lot of great ideas that are very, very interesting, and he works extremely hard, and he does well for his subscribers. So it's chenpicks.com. Just again, if you want to take that address down and contact Chen and consider subscribing. Chen, you've done very well in various segments of the equity markets, I know, diverse segments actually, but recently you've done extremely well with the biotech. I think the biotechs over the last 2-3 years or so, you've done very, very well, maybe 4 or 5 years. Can you comment on a couple of your favorites? I know a couple that you've encouraged me to own. First, Sorrento Therapeutics, selling at about $5.50 today. They are an immuno-oncology story, and I think one of their products is CAR-T, which I believe is one name or one concept that people need to watch and pay some attention to. Talk to us about Sorrento Therapeutics. What is the company? What are they up to, and what should people be looking for in terms of share price drivers?
Hi, thank you, Jay. Nice to be back. First on Sorrento, the goal is to cure cancer. Okay, mm-hmm. So they are trying a very experimental procedure for CAR-T, which has a great success last year. You know, the company like Juno, like Kite, they all been taking over around $10 billion. And Sorrento's market cap about $500 million. So that's your, upside. They are doing the trial right now. They are in the trial. So results could come out anytime from now to the end of the year. Depends on how do they want to release it. In general, CAR-T, the first 10, 20 patients can tell whether this is successful or not. Has been the case for Juno and has been the case for Kite. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't say more about that. That's very, very important, and then it can propel the stock up tenfold or more. And also, they also invest in another company for Celerity, and then they are potentially going IPO this year. So that's another catalyst.
Mm-hmm. All right. They also are involved in some non-opioid painkillers, I believe, or pain management products, right, Chen?
Yeah, that's right. But that's not their core, right now.
That's not their core business.
They already got approved. Right. Mm-hmm. They're approved by the FDA. I think they either sell it to, because their balance sheet is weak, right? They can mm-hmm. sell it, or they find a partner to do it or whatever. But it's not a major thing. Mm-hmm. But it definitely offer values to the stock.
Chen, you have some allergies or something bothering you there a little bit, I guess. If you want to take a break and get a glass of water, that would be okay.
Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm just
visiting
a project, so I'm okay.
Okay, very good. Okay, so another one that you like is Oncosec Medical, $1.43, O-N-C-S is a symbol. What can you tell us? They're also involved in cancer immunology or immunotherapy, I guess, right?
Yeah, exactly. This is kind of stock I like, or person I like. Right now, stock is at $75 million market cap, right?
Uh-huh.
You look at the chart a couple of months ago, when they initially announced the results, stock was trading at more than double the current price at $150 million market cap. So when they announced the preliminary results. Stock was trading at $3. Right now it's trading at $1.40. They will have final result coming out in a month or two. You know, one to three months, just to be get myself a little bit. Very soon they will come out with the results. And then they have a similar product. It's called Armo, right? If you look at in the 2-3 months ago, Eli Lilly spent $1.5 billion and bought Armo, right? Armo is very similar to theirs. It's called IL-10 or interleukin-10. And then theirs IL-12. So very similar product was taken over by Eli Lilly for $1.5 billion. So if they are successful, easily another company can spend $500 million, $1 billion. Right, to them, because that company is a bit more advanced, so probably cost more, but the same idea. So that's a, you know, very good risk reward for $75 million stock. I mean, there's no difference from now and 3-4 months ago when the stock was trading at $3.
Chen, I'm sort of thinking that maybe some people who might be a little less risk averse might, especially if there's some really short term catalyst here, might want to consider buying options if they're available. I know that the Sorrento has some options. You could buy call options on Sorrento, right? What about Oncosec? Perhaps not. Huh?
It's already a dollar something, so it's quite low. You can potentially buy the option, but that you have to cover a relatively long period of time.
My
experience is if you know when it's a catalyst, you can buy option. You don't know exactly sure because the data can come out from 1 to 3 months. You don't know exactly sure at the time.
Yeah,
usually just own the stock. So that's just my experience, but, you know.
Yeah. So. Well, I guess that's right. Of course, if everybody knows the date it's coming out, then the price of the options will be going up too. So anyway, those are a couple of your favorite biotechs, and I think – you know, I mean, these are really high-risk, high-return stories, aren't they? I mean,
exactly. You know, I decided very well in the past few years in biotech. You know, I have proven if you are successful, you can get thousands of percent back, back, right? It's not just that 10 bag, it's many more than 10 bag. So if you're successful, but of course, there will be losers along the way, too.
Yeah, I mean, they are very volatile. These stocks can go up and down based on rumors or whatever's whatever the market thinks, because the stakes are so high. They tend to become overvalued and then undervalued, and back and forth they go. And then finally, you've had enough of these that you've been patient with, but you watch them very carefully and you let your subscribers know on an ongoing basis, you know, the real big catalyst and when they should be alert to those catalysts. So I think that's a very valuable service that you provide. And you also, though, have done
very well with
energy stocks. And Valera Energy is one that you like a lot that trades in Toronto under the symbol VLE, and you can buy it in the U.S. under the symbol PNWRF. I saw it trading at $2.80 in U.S. money a little while ago. What can you tell us about that? That's a company with oil and gas operations, I guess, in Turkey, is it? Natural gas in Turkey?
Exactly. Natural gas in Turkey recently has been hammered because of Turkey currency crisis. Okay, I got a lot of questions from my subscriber, from my friend, even asking me about what's going on with them. It's Turkey, first, is very likely be first major fracking success in Europe, period, in the history. You know, for so many years, they have a very successful testing of first well. Now they just about to move the rig to do the second. You know, to do a second well. Mm-hmm. And the Turkey financial crisis scare a lot of investors. And
yes.
I've been advising my subscriber it's a good time to buy. You know, to buy again. You know, using this dip. I personally have been buying. I mean, I can tell you I have been buying today as well. So because today Lira had your weekend again, someone was selling. Someone was scared. But I'm not. I can tell you why. Because first, it's a major fracking in Turkey. You're talking about tens of trillions of cubic feet of natural gas worth billions and billions of dollars. The market cap of Lira is a couple hundred million. It's laughable. And also, but Turkey locking any infrastructure lacking the technology to do any fracking. So the risk for company, you know, the country to nationalize is almost nothing. I always jokingly with a friend, I was telling if what's the chances that field getting nationalized? Probably a few years, maybe over 5 to 10 years, when they start generating good cash flow, maybe the country will look at it to nationalize. But at that time, Valero will not be an independent company. I can pretty much sure thing that a major company deal with them. It's well offered, everything is possible. So the risk I see is a civil war in Turkey. Okay, so unless Turkey get into civil war, this is a very good asset, and they're going to do testing without coming out in a few days. So that's for the first well testing, test production, and then the second well will be start drilling at the end of the Q3. So and then results will be Q4, maybe Q1, right? So it's coming pretty quick. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm taking it back. At the later this year, they start drilling later this year. Results will be Q4, likely some result in Q4, and then major results in Q1 of next year.
That'll be next year. Okay. All right, Chen, with just about a minute left, Transatlantic Petroleum also has some projects in Turkey, I believe, oil and gas projects. TAT is a symbol in the U.S. That's a Texas-based the management, the company's in Texas, but they're operating in Turkey with oil and gas. TAT is a symbol, $1.72. What do you like about that one?
Well, as I said very early on, many months ago, I think that this is a plan to take over by its a majority shareholder, more than 50, around 50%, Malo Mitchell. They have been just moving along. I think he's going to take it private. There have been a lot of delays. I think one of this, there seems to be multiple bids on the company. So for the CEO and chairman to take it over, they probably has to overbid everybody, right? So this process is taking a little bit longer, but I'm very optimistic. And has a great asset in Turkey, same basin. They have a lot of acreage. They also have other in Eastern Europe. Once asked the CEO what's their favorite project, he's in, and in Bulgaria has a very good prospect. So there's a lot of things coming, and we should find out very soon, hopefully in a few days.
All right, excellent, Chen. Well, thank you so much for spending your time with us, giving us some of these ideas. And again, it's chenpicks.com, chenpicks.com. Folks, go there to learn more about Chen and sign up for his letter. It's he'll send you information when he has any time that he picks up important information concerning some of his favorites, the ones he's really watching closely. He'll send a missive out to you to let you know about it. It's a very good service. Thank you, Chen, so much for being with us, and we'll look to do it again sometime in the near future.
Thank you, Jake. Glad to be back.
Thank you very much. Well, folks, we do have to go to break, but don't go away because David McElvenny will be with us too. Discuss where he thinks we are in the credit cycle and maybe give us some ideas as to why gold is better than bonds in a diversified portfolio. So don't go away. We'll be right back with David McElvenny.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Noble Resources Corp. trades on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRPF and on the TSX Venture Exchange under NVO. Its flagship assets are located in the Karratha region of Western Australia, where they are currently drilling and trenching their Perdies Reward Project. In addition, Novo has partnered with Sumitomo Mining Corporation to advance its Beaton's Creek Gold Project toward production. With over $70 million in cash and strong shareholder support from the likes of Kirkland Lake Gold, Novo is well on its way to establishing itself as one of the top junior explorers and developers in Australia.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.